The 2% per year property tax cap does not technically expire until next year, but leaders of cities, towns, and counties, as well as teachers and public worker unions, say they fear an early renewal of the law might be part of an end-of-session deal. The tax cap is linked to the continuation of New York City's rent laws. They've expired but will likely be renewed by the end of the week. David Little is with the Rural Schools Association. He's among those urging lawmakers to take a breath.
Rather than trying to rush this for the end of the session because it's theoretically tied to rent control, let's wait until you've had an opportunity to do an exhaustive evaluation of this, come up with rational revisions to the plan, and then let's move forward in a way that's helpful rather than destructive.
Ann Pope with the NAACP says the cap unfairly hurts poor and minority school children. She says the state is already ignoring a court order that calls for spending billions more dollars on struggling schools.
How can schools continue to serve some of our neediest students with a tax cap that limits what they can raise to support our kids?
Steve Aquario with the New York State Association of Counties says capital projects and infrastructure improvement costs should not be counted in the cap going forward.
This will position New York State to repair its roads, its bridges, its water needs, its sewer needs. As business grows and the economy rises in New York, and it is, New York's local governments need to be in a position to respond to this economic resurgence. We cannot do that under the current property tax cap.
The groups also want to end the requirement that a supermajority of 60% is needed to override the cap. They say it should be changed to a simple majority instead. But the head of a fiscally conservative think tank says the only outcome of a modified property tax cap is higher taxes. E.J. McMahon is president of the Empire Center.
What they essentially are demanding is we want to raise taxes higher, faster.
McMahon says it's not that difficult for local governments to override the cap. A 60% vote of a town or county board or city council is needed. He says most local governments have a large majority of representatives of the same political party who are more persuadable to vote as a bloc. Schools require a supermajority of 60% of voters to override the tax cap. McMahon admits that's harder, but he says it encourages school administrators and school boards to make a better case if they want to raise taxes beyond the 2% cap. He says the cap's working and it should be made permanent.
If we can just continue that for the next 10 to 20 years, we will really have a significant relative decline in the tax burden in New York, finally, for the first time in the whole post-war era.
Republicans in the state Senate want to make the tax cap permanent, and Governor Cuomo has said he'd go along with that. Business groups, including Unshackle Upstate, are also backers, saying the three-year-old cap has already saved taxpayers an estimated $7.6 billion if the average rate of yearly spending increases before the recession had continued. Assembly Democrats have not yet agreed to any extensions of the tax cap. The cap is very popular among voters, with polls consistently showing wide support. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.